بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه، علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما، أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمنا بنور الفهم، وأنعم علينا يا عظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, after the praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace be upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I testify that there is no God but Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. I thank Allah Azza wa Jal for a beautiful gathering like this. A gathering surrounded with tranquility, mercy and angels. A gathering that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I remember them the way they remembered me. A gathering that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam graduated men out of these gatherings. Alayhi salatu wa salam wasn't a leader that left behind bricks over bricks, buildings with bricks over bricks, but alayhi salatu wassalam left behind men like the great companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een, who uphold the deen of Allah and continued what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam left behind. And these gatherings are the gatherings that alayhi salatu wassalam graduated those men from. Gatherings of knowledge. Gathering of remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. Gathering of reminding one another about Allah Almighty. And gatherings that remind each other about our true existence in this world and purpose of this world. And gatherings that tell us about what Allah had prepared for us in this world and the hereafter. For the last Mondays, we went through the series of the hereafter. We spoke about death, and we spoke about the punishment in the grave, and we spoke about the signs of the day of judgment, the minor and the major signs, and then we went into the day of judgment, and then after the day of judgment, we went into the hellfire. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to keep us away from the hellfire, and then after the hellfire, we spoke about the paradise, and ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us from the people of the paradise. Now for tonight's lesson is a lesson that gives you an understanding on where do you start to be from the people of the paradise. Tonight's lesson is a lesson that talks about repentance, at tawbah. A lesson you might have heard a few times, but a lesson that you need yourself to remind yourself at all times. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I'll start off with that hadith. Salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he says, All believers, repent to Allah Azza wa Jal and ask for his forgiveness. By the name of Allah in which my soul in his hands, I am the Prophet of Allah and I repent to Allah and ask for his forgiveness more than 100 times a day. All believers, repent to Allah and ask for his forgiveness. By the one in which my soul in his hands, I am the Prophet of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am the one who Allah forgave his sins, the past and the recent ones. I am the one that will enter the paradise and the first one to enter the paradise. I am the one that Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that verily we sent you as a mercy to the whole mankind. All believers, Repent to Allah and ask for His forgiveness by the one which my soul in His hands. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness and I repent to Him in a day more than 100 times. That's the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He repents to Allah and asks for His forgiveness in a day more than 100 times. And he's the one that's got no sins. Allah had forgave his sins, the past and the recent ones. He's the one that's going to the paradise, straight to the paradise. But not only in the paradise, but even higher than the highest level of the paradise. In a place, as we said, al-wasila, it's only made for one man, and that's the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to ask Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness and repent to him more than 100 times a day. Repentance. A word that we constantly hear, at-tawbah. At-tawbah in Arabic, it means someone who returns to something after a while. Someone who returns to something after leaving that something for a while. And that someone is the believer. And that someone that he left for a while is Allah Azza wa Jal. So repentance applies on someone who's been far away from Allah for a time or a period of time. And then he returns back to Allah. They call that repentance. They call that repentance. Being away from Allah Azza wa Jal. And the things that keep you away from Allah is when you disobey Allah Almighty and Glory. Is when you go against the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is when you start obeying and listening to the shaitan. Is when you start following the soldiers of the shaitan. Is when you start following the path of the non-believers and you leave the path of the believers. That's when you're away from Allah Azza wa Jal. And that's when you are in need. That's when you are in need of returning back to Allah. Of returning back to Allah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that Allah accepts the repentance of his servant. Allah accepts the repentance of his servants before his death. So if he's in the stage of death, Allah does not accept his repentance. If he's on his deathbed and his soul is coming out, and he remembers to repent to Allah, at that second Allah Azza wa Jal closes the gates of repentance. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that there is a gate towards the west. It takes over 40 to 70 years to cut its width, to go past its width. Allah had opened that gate in the west for those ones who want to repent to Allah, and Allah Azza wa Jal will close it just on the day where the sun will rise from the west. Allah Azza wa Jal calls the believers and He says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu tubu ila Allah jami'a. O believers, repent to Allah. Allah's calling you to repent to Him. Allah Almighty and Glory, the Lord of this universe, the Master of this universe, the one that does not need me or you or anything around me or you, calls us to repent back to Him. And He says, all believers, repent back to me. Repent to your Lord and ask for His forgiveness. And how much are we in need to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Repentance. Repentance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need our repentance. Allah says in the hadith al-Qudsi, in the hadith that's been narrated by Abu Dharr, where Allah says, Ya ibadi, inni harramtu al-dhulma ala nafsi wa ja'altuhu baynakum muharraman fala tadhalamu. O my servants, this addressing is to you. O my servants, I had forbidden oppression on myself, and I forbid you between you one another, so do not oppress one another. Ya ibadi, kullukum dalun illa man hadaytu fastahduni ahdikum. O my servants, Oh my servants, all of you are astray. All of you are on the wrong path. Except whoever I guide. So ask guidance from me. I guide you. Ya ibadi, kullukum ja'a' illa man at'amtuhu fastat'imuni at'imkum. Oh my servants, all of you are hungry. All of you need food to eat. And all of you are hungry except those ones who I feed. So ask food from me, I'll feed you. Ya ibadi, kullukum aarin illa man kasawtuhu fastaksuni aksikum. And then your Lord says, oh my servants, all of you are naked except for those who I give clothing to, so ask clothing from me, I'll give you. Oh my servants, all of you are in need of me, and I'm not in need of any of you. And then Allah Azza wa Jal says, Ya ibadi, innakum tukhti'una fi al-layli wa al-nahar, wa ana aghfiru al-dhunuba jami'a, fastaghfiruni aghfir lakum. Oh my servants, all of you commit the sins during the day and night. You commit the sins during the day and night. You disobey me during the day and night. You forget me during the day and night. And I am the only one that forgives the sins. So ask forgiveness from me. I'll forgive you. Everyone, during the day and night, forgets about Allah and disobeys Allah and neglects the orders of Allah after Allah had created him and after Allah Azza wa Jal had created everything for him. And Allah at the end of the day will still give him and forgive him. And then Allah Azza wa Jal says, O my servants, if every single one of you from the human beings and from the jinn were good and pious, this would not increase from my wealth. And if every single one of you from the human beings and the jinn, every single human being and jinn that exists on the surface of this earth, from the time of Adam and before Adam to the day of judgment, if they were all bad, if they were all wicked, if they were all disobedient, this would not even reduce from our wealth. So Allah does not need us. Our good action and our good deeds does not benefit Allah. And our bad action and our bad deeds does not harm Allah. Whatever you do, the good will only come back to you. And the bad will only come back to you and only you. And then Allah Azza wa Jal says, to prove His majesty and His greatness, all my servants, all my servants, if every single one of you from the humans and the jinn will get together in one place and ask me for something, if every single one of you ask me for something they wish for, if every single human being and every single jinn ask me for whatever they wish for, even if they can't even get it in this world, even if it's bigger than your imagination. And Allah says, and I'll give every single one of you what they ask for. This would not reduce from my wealth, not even a drop from the sea. Allah's wealth is much greater than we could imagine. Allah's kingdom is much bigger than what we know. That if every single human and every single jinn ask Allah for something and Allah will give them whatever they ask for, this would not reduce, not even a drop from the ocean. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. How great is Allah? How great is Allah? And how great is the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in the Hadith al-Qudsi, Allah says, O my servants, it's only your deeds that I will gain and look into. So whoever finds good, thank no one but Allah. And whoever finds bad, not to blame except themselves. Whoever finds bad, blame no one but yourself. You are the one that committed that bad. And you are the one that turned your back away from Allah to commit that bad after Allah told you not to commit it. Then blame yourself. Account yourself. Judge yourself. Cry on yourself. You are the one that turned away from Allah after Allah called you to come back to Him. Allah does not need us. And Allah Azza wa Jal does not need our worship. And Allah Azza wa Jal does not benefit from our good deeds. And Allah does not get harmed from our bad deeds. And Allah overall does not need our repentance. We need Allah. And we need to repent to Allah. We need Allah's forgiveness. We need Allah's mercy. We need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does not need us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets so happy. Listen to this, ikhwani. Allah Almighty and Glory, He gets so happy when His servants go back to Him. Allah Azza wa Jal gets so happy when His servants repent to Him. Allah Azza wa Jal gets so happy when He sees His servant that turned away from Him, turning back to Him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He says in the hadith, that Allah is more happier when His servant repents to Him and comes back to Him than a man losing his camel and has got on the back of that camel his food and water in the middle of the desert. And then he goes under a tree waiting for his death to come. And he wakes up after a sleeping moment. He wakes up and he sees his camel next to him. How happy is that man for his camel to return back to him? Allah's more happier. Allah Azza wa Jal is more happier. Subhanallah. You disobey Allah after He created you. You turn away from Him after He gave you. And then you come back to Him, He accepts you and forgives you and turns your sayyat to hasanat. Allah Azza wa Jal says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah Azza wa Jal calls upon those servants who disobey Him. Allah Azza wa Jal calls upon those servants who disobey Him by saying, say to my disobedient servants that are disobedient, yes, but that are still the servants of Allah. So Allah calls them and He says, say to my disobedient servants, do not break your hopes from the mercy of Allah. Allah's calling upon those ones who disobey Allah during the day and night and commit the minor and the major sins that want to come back to Allah and have doubt that Allah will accept them. Allah's calling them and saying, come back to me and never break your hope from my mercy. I'll forgive you and have mercy on you. Say, قُلْ لِعِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Say to my disobedient servants, لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Do not break your hopes, do not have despair from the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah forgives all the sins. Allah forgives all the sins, no matter how big or small, major or minor, great or disgrace. Allah forgives. And Allah calls you to come back to Him. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Which king, which leader, which manager, which boss will have who's under him to turn against him? And then he calls him, tells him, come back to me. I'll accept you and even more. No one in this world, but Allah Himself accepts. Allah Azza wa Jalla Himself will accept anyone, no matter what they did. Listen with me. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about a man speaks about a man in the previous nation who committed the major of all sins, murder. And not only killed one or two or 10 or 20 or 30 or 50. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is talking about a great murderer who killed 99 lives. He killed 99 lives. So he committed the major, major sin 99 times. And he wanted to repent. So he asked around and said, is there anyone that will guide me and show me the way of repentance? So the people that he asked told him, we know there's a good man that worships Allah very good and we respect him for his worship. I think if you get to him, he'll show you the way and guide you how to repent. So he went to him. This man wasn't a scholar. He's a worshipper. Someone who prays, fasts, fears Allah, but doesn't have much of a knowledge because he did not study Islam properly. Or only knows the basics of Islam. So he went to him. He told him, I want to repent. So the man told him, yes, you can. He said, but I killed 99 lives. He said, then you can't, and Allah will never accept someone like yourself. So he killed him. Became 100. And then this man later on felt that he needs to return back to Allah. He doesn't want to face Allah Azza wa Jal with all the sins over his back. And he knew that Allah is much greater and merciful and forgiven than what he heard from this man. So he asked once again that he wants to repent. He wants to repent. He wants Allah to forgive him. He wants to go back to Allah. So they told him this time, there's a scholar. We know this guy is a scholar. We know he studied and he knows Islam very well. Go to him, he'll help you. So he went to him and told him, oh scholar, I want to repent. He said, yes. He said, but my problem is I killed 100 lives. He said, then who would stop you from returning back to Allah and Allah Azza wa Jalla accepting your repentance? Even if he killed 100 lives, even if he did more, Allah Azza wa Jalla is more forgiving and merciful than what you think. But your problem is, and this is for the brothers that want to repent, take this advice from this man that came from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, your problem is you are in a bad environment. You are living in a bad city with bad people in a bad environment. And my advice to you so your repentance could be accepted is to leave that city that you live in, that bad environment, and go to that certain city where we hear the people of the city are very good and righteous people and intermingle with them. Maybe it will strengthen you and strengthen your repentance. So the man on the spot, he left the city and went towards that city that this man advised him to go to. Subhanallah. Halfway on his journey, he dies. Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered for his death. Now the angels of the punishment came down to take his soul to the hellfire. What's this? This man killed 100 lives. He's never done good in his life. Let's take him to the hellfire, thinking that he is for them. So who comes down? The angels of mercy come down to take him to the paradise. So the angels of punishment tell the angels of mercy, how could you take someone? How could you take someone to the paradise after he killed 100 lives and never done good in his life? So the angels of mercy replied back saying, but this man repented. The angels of punishment said, but this man never did good in his life. So the angels of mercy said, but this man done the first step and did not get the chance to finish the second step. So they debated. A debate over a debate. Until Allah Azza wa Jal sends down a judge to sort the debate between the two. So he comes down and he says, measure the distance between him and the city that he came out from. And between him and the city that he was going to. If he turns out to be closer to the city that he came out from, then he is from the share of the angels of punishment. You could take him. Because it's closer to the bad people. But if it turns out to be closer to the city that he was going to the good people, the city of the good people, righteous people, then he is from the share of the angels of mercy. So they measured the distance. They measured the distance between him and the city that he came out from. And the city that he was going to, they found him one hand span closer to the city that he was going to. So the angels of mercy took him to the paradise. And another narration, Allah ordered him to go closer to the city that he was going to. So he ends up in the paradise, not in the hellfire. That's after what? After 100 lives being killed murdered on his hands. Did Allah reject him? Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah, the one that forgives. Subhanallah, the one that has mercy. Subhanallah, the one that accepts and never rejects. Subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says in the Hadith al-Qudsi, O my servant, O the son of Adam, إِنَّكَ إِذَا مَا دَعَوْتَنِي وَرَجَوْتَنِي غَفَرْتُ لَكَ مِمَّا كَانَ مِنْكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. Give me your ears, ya ikhwani, and listen to what Allah Azza wa Jalla, Lord, says. O the son of Adam, O the son of Adam, if you ask me and you come back to me, I'll forgive you from whatever you have. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, O the son of Adam, O the son of Adam, if your sins reach all the way to the heavens, and you come back to me, you repent back to me, you return back to me, knowing that I'm the Lord of this universe, no other Lord except me, I'll forgive your sins. And then Allah Azza wa Jal once again confirms it. Oh my servant, oh my servant, oh the son of Adam, oh the one who disobeyed me during the day and night, if you come back to me with this whole world full of sins, you come back to me, worshipping me, testifying that there's no God except me, you repent back to me, I'll come back to you with this whole world full of mercy. Just come back to Allah. Just come back to Allah. Just repent back to Allah. Just return back to Allah. Just knock on the gate of Allah. If every single gate rejects you, then the gate of Allah will never reject you. If every single person rejects you and every single one rejects you, then Allah Himself will never reject you. قُلْ لِعِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Say to my superior servants, do not break your hopes from the mercy of Allah. Don't break your hopes from the mercy of Allah. Don't have that despair that Allah would never forgive you. Allah said about himself, Allah forgives all the sins. He is the most merciful, the most forgiven. Just go back to Allah. Go back to Allah, return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal will accept you and never reject you. And not only this, but Allah Azza wa Jal is also more happier than what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Allah is more happier for his servant to come back to him. Allah is more happier for his servant to come back to him than a mother losing her baby child for days and then she finds him. Allah is more happier than this mother finding her child than when his servant comes back to him. Allah is more happier. Allah Azza wa Jalla is more happier. That's after what? That's after what? That's after a long time of disobeying Allah. Allah will accept you. Not only Allah Azza wa Jalla will accept you. Not only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept you and not reject you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even loves you. Allah Azza wa Jal even loves you. And He said that in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهِ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Allah loves those ones who repent to Him. And Allah loves those ones who are clean and pure. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاءٌ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. Every single son of Adam is a sinner. And the best sinners are those ones who repent to Allah. You become from the beloved ones to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You become in the category who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, who Allah azza wa jal cares about, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts, who Allah azza wa jal has mercy on. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Allah laughs in a way that suits His majesty and glory. Allah laughs from two people, kill one another, and they both enter the paradise. Subhanallah. Two people who kill one another
Okay? Two people who killed one another, or two people, one of them killed, and the other one who died, Allah Azza wa Jalla laughs from them, and both of them enter the prison. Subhanallah, how does this happen? So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, one of them kills the other one. One of them is fighting in the path of Allah. So the other one will kill him, so he enters the paradise, the one that got killed. He's a shaheed. And the one that killed him repents later on to Allah and then dies in the path of Allah, also enters the paradise. Subhanallah. Allah laughs from them too. One killed the other, and then the other one got killed in the path of Allah after he repented, and then both of them entered the paradise. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the mercy of Allah Almighty and glory. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ فِي النَّهَارِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءَ اللَّيْلِ وَيَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ فِي اللَّيْلِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءَ النَّهَارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens His hands. Allah opens His hands during the day for those ones who committed sins during the night to repent to Him. And Allah Azza wa Jal opens His hands during the night for those ones who commit sins during the day to repent to Him. So Allah Azza wa Jal has got His hands open for those ones to repent to Him. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He says that Allah descends down. Allah descends down to the first heaven in the last third of the night. In the last third of the night, Allah descends to the first heaven. And then Allah Azza wa Jal calls upon the believers and calls upon His servants saying, is there anyone? Is there anyone that's asking me for something so I could give it to him? Is there anyone that wants me to forgive his sins? Is there anyone that wants to repent to me? I'll accept his repentance. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He comes down. He descends down to the first heaven. And He calls upon His servants saying, is there anyone that wants to come back to me? Is there anyone that wants to repent to me? Is there anyone that wants me to forgive him? Is there anyone that asks me for something? And Allah Azza wa Jal will promise that He would not reject. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions a man. Salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi mentions a man who had committed sins all through his life. He had committed sins through all his life. Every single sin that exists on the surface of this earth, this person maybe did it. Until he was sick and ill. And that illness is going to cause his death. And he's on his deathbed. He calls upon his children and he tells them, how was I father towards you? So they say, you were the best father to us. He said, since you love me and you think that I was the best father to you, I want you to do something after my death. So they told him, oh dad, oh father, and what's that thing that you're asking us to do? So he said, after I die, you burn me. When I turn into ashes, you divide those ashes, half in the ocean and the other half on land. Subhanallah, is that the favor you want us to do? He said, yes, and make sure you do it. So after this man passed away, his children did what their father ordered them to do. They burnt him. And after he was burnt and turned to ashes, they put half of him in the ocean and the other half on land. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of this universe, the one that created him from nothing, brings him back and he orders the ashes that's in the ocean and the ashes on land to get together and come back the way he was. And he stands in front of his Lord. Subhanallah. He thought he could get away with it. But no, you can't. You can't. And Allah Azza wa Jal challenged anyone to run away and escape. فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. So Allah Azza wa Jal brings him back the way he was. And then Allah, the Lord of this universe, asks him and tells him, oh my servant, oh my servant, what made you do what you just did? What forced you to do what you did? What made you ask for what you asked the children for? So he turns around and says, yeah, Allah, I did it. I did it because I fear you. I did it because I know you're angry from me. And I know you're going to punish me for what I did. So I told them to burn me. And when I turned to ashes to divide me, maybe
this moment will never come. What did you do it for? He said, Ya Allah, I did it because I fear you. So Allah Azza wa Jalla said, because of that, go to the paradise. Because you fear me, then go to the paradise. Because you know what you did was wrong, you go to the paradise. And that's why, ikhwani, repentance has conditions. Repentance has conditions. And the conditions of repentance are three main conditions. Number one condition is to renounce and leave the sin. If someone is committing a sin, if someone is committing a haram and wants to repent to Allah Azza wa Jal, then he must leave the haram. He must keep away from it. He must abstain away from it. Someone is drinking and wants Allah to forgive him and he wants to repent, then he must leave drinking. Someone is committing adultery and he wants Allah to forgive him, then he must leave adultery. That's number one condition, is to leave and renounce the sin. Number two condition is to feel guilty. To feel guilty and sorry on what you did. Have you realized you just disobeyed Allah? Has it ever came to your mind that you disobeyed your Lord? Have you turned around and said to yourself, I just done a sin where my Lord told me not to do it? I just did something that Allah Azza wa Jal told me not to do. I just challenged Allah by me doing it. I just turned away from Him. I just disobeyed Him. I just made my Lord angry. Has it ever came to your mind? Has it ever came to your mind? They've been created by Allah and living on the land of Allah. And then you say to yourself, I want to go and do this and do that where Allah Azza wa Jal, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could see you. A man stands in front of Allah in the hereafter. And Allah Azza wa Jal will remind him about the sins he used to do in this world. And Allah will tell him, oh my servant, oh my servant, remember that day or that night where you committed this sin and that sin and you thought there was no one watching you, and I am the Lord of this universe. I was watching you. You think that Allah is not watching you. You think that angels are not recording. You think that no one could see you. You're shy from people, you're not shy from Allah. You're afraid from people, you're not afraid of Allah. You get embarrassed from people, you don't get embarrassed from Rabbil Alameen. Oh my servant, remember that sin that you committed on that night and that day, and you thought there was no one watching you, and I'm the Lord of this universe, I was watching you. So that servant of Allah will start looking right and left, thinking that Allah had embarrassed him. So Allah Azza wa Jalla will say, oh my servant, I covered it for you in this world, and I forgive you, go to the paradise. Look at the rahmah of Allah. So number two condition is you must feel sorry and guilty. You must feel sorry and guilty that you disobeyed Allah. You must feel sorry and guilty that you challenged Allah by doing what you did when Allah told you not to do it. And number three condition is to hate that sin. Is to hate that sin and promise Allah that you would never go back to it. It's to hate that sin and promise Allah Azza wa Jal that you will never ever fall into it. It's to hate it to the stage that you hate to be thrown or cast in the hellfire. To hate that sin. To hate it fully. How can I love something that Allah hates? How can I be somewhere that Allah Azza wa Jal hates? How can I do something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates? How? How? And then you stand in front of Him. And then you ask Him to forgive you. And then Allah reminds you what you did. And then you've got no more excuses. So number one condition is to leave and renounce the sin. Number two condition is to feel sorry and guilty on what you did. And number three condition is to promise Allah that you never go back to it. If you do apply those three conditions, then Allah Azza wa Jal, surely as He promised, He'll forgive you. And that's the sin that's been committed and it's only between you and Allah. But if you did something that's involving a third party,
involving a human being of this world, like someone that you stole something from or you took something oppressively, then there's a fourth condition, that what you took from him or her or them must be returned back to them. So the condition could apply. So the repentance could apply. If you stole something from someone and you repent to Allah, then you must return that thing that you stole. If you earned haram money, then you have to get rid of that haram money. If you did something to harm someone, then you must ask for his forgiveness. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, do you know who is the bankrupt? Who is bankrupt? So the said of Prophet of Allah, the bankrupt one is the one that does not have no dollars or cents, no dinar or dirham. So alayhi salatu wa sallam said, no. But the bankrupt one is the one that comes in the hereafter with hasanat. But he swore at this person and abused that person and harmed that person. So the start taken from his hasanat, until no longer hasanat left. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla will start taking from their sayyi'at, put it over his sayyi'at, and then he'll be thrown in the hellfire. So a fourth condition is, if you had taken something from someone, you must take it back to him, so Allah Azza wa Jal accepts your repentance. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts your repentance, not only Allah will accept you, but Allah forgives you. Allah forgives you. It's like you've got no sins. It's like a record of sayyi'at does not exist. It's not there anymore. It's been deleted from the records. And not only this, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah Azza wa Jal, not only will accept you, and not only he'll love you, and not only he'll delete your sayyi'at, but he'll exchange your sayyi'at to hasanat. Subhanallah, how merciful is Allah. Subhanallah, how merciful is Allah, how forgiving Allah Azza wa Jal is. He'll exchange your sayyi'at to hasanat, so you have more hasanat, and you face Allah. You face Allah in the hereafter, it's like you've got no sayyi'at. Everything you did is all forgiven. You stand in front of Allah Azza wa Jalla with just hasanat. Just hasanat. How beautiful is that? And that's why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Ash-shab al-ta'ib habibullah." The repented teenager, the teenager that repents to Allah, is the most beloved to Allah. When you repent to Allah, Allah loves you. Allah Azza wa Jalla loves you because you were in the sins, you were in the haram. You pulled yourself out of the haram to go back to Allah Azza wa Jalla. You took yourself away from that environment to be with Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives you. Allah Azza wa Jalla forgives you. So for those ones who Allah accepts their repentance, the other most successful one in this world. Look, a lot of the companions had committed the sins and even fought against the Muslims. And then when they became Muslims, they became the great companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And some of them were given the good news about their position in the paradise in this world. My brothers, my sisters, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And reply back to the call of Allah, where Allah orders you to repent. When he says, all believers, repent to Allah. Repent to Allah. Repent to Allah. Reply the call of Allah Azza wa Jal. Answer his call and repent to Allah. Repent to Allah every day and night. Repent to Allah Azza wa Jal every day the sun rises and every day the sun sets. Repent to Allah and ask Allah for his forgiveness. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he's the greatest creation of Allah. And he's the one that Allah forgave his sins, the past and the recent ones. Repented to Allah. Repented to Allah in a day over 70 times. Another narration, over 100 times. So how much are we in need of the repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Repent to Allah before your time comes up. Repent to Allah before it's too late. Repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before you face Allah Almighty and glory. And then you say, Ya Allah, irji'oon. Ya Allah, bring me back. Ya Allah, bring me back. And then Allah Azza wa Jal will say, you had your time and you lost it the way you forgot us. We forget you today.
repent to Allah, and then disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then disobey your Lord. The sin in this world is not worth the fun of it to face Allah in the hereafter. It's not worth it to be in the hereafter. It's not worth it to be in the hellfire. The sin that you commit in this world is not worth it to be in the punishment of the hellfire. The sin and the fun that you think you're having fun in this world is not worth the punishment that you get in the hereafter, ya ikhwani. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. An hour pleasure, or 2 hours pleasure, or 10 hours pleasure, or 1 day's pleasure, or 1 year's pleasure from the haram being committed every single day is not worth the punishment. It's not worth the punishment. You enter the hellfire and get punished. You enter the hellfire and get punished for something that you thought that you had pleasure in this world. And then you start regretting that you never did it. Do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obey Him and then turn against Him. Be with Him and obey his orders. And Allah Azza wa Jal says, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ وَلَا يَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Hasn't it time came for those believers who believe in Allah? Hasn't it time came for those believers who believe in Allah, who know Allah, believe in Allah, know the Prophet and believe in the Prophet, know the Quran and believe in the Quran, know the halal and believe in the halal, and know the haram and believe in the haram? Hasn't it time came for those believers? Hasn't it time came for those believers who know and believe, for their hearts to devote to Allah, for them to repent to Allah? Isn't it time for you to repent to Allah? Isn't it time for you to return back to Allah? Allah is calling you and saying, all believers, all believers, isn't it time for you to devote your heart to Allah Azza wa Jal? You, the one that knows what Allah wants you to do and what doesn't want you to do. You are the one that knows what pleases Allah and what makes Him angry from you. Isn't it time for you to apply what you know? Isn't it time for you to apply for what you know? Or are you waiting for your death? Or waiting for your heart to become hard? As Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Quran, isn't it time for your heart to devote to Him? And what the haq had been revealed to you before, your hearts become hard. Become as hard as a rock. Becomes as hard as a mountain. Like the people of the scripture before you, who delayed and said later, and later, and later, until their hearts became so hard. How many of us, how many times you say, I'll do it today, but I'm not going to do it tomorrow. And then you get dragged on today and tomorrow, until your heart becomes so hard that you no longer care anymore. You no longer care anymore. Isn't it time? You are the one that disobeys Allah Azza wa Jal. Isn't it time for you to obey Him? Isn't it time for you to repent? Isn't it time for you to go back to Him? Isn't it time for you to ask for His forgiveness? Isn't it time for you? Or are you waiting to disobey Him more? Or are you waiting to challenge Him more? Or are you waiting to build your hellfire and expand it more? Why are you delaying your repentance for? Why? Why do you delay your repentance for? You want to commit more haram? You want to disobey Allah more? You want to expand your hellfire more than you want to repent to Him? When Allah's calling you and He's got His hands open for you to return back to Him. Why are you delaying it for? Do not delay your repentance. Repent, not tomorrow, after tomorrow, but now. Now I repent to Allah. I repent to my Lord from now. And I ask for His forgiveness from now. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make me enter the paradise. I ask Allah to forgive me. And I ask Allah to accept my repentance from now. Not tomorrow, not after tomorrow, not a year or 2 years, but now, from this moment, from this second, I repent to Allah, and my repentance, nothing will stop it. Nothing in this world, no power, no strength in this world will stop my repentance to my Lord. No haram will stop me to repent to Allah. No haram will stop me to go back to Allah. No shaitan will stop me to go back to my Lord.
Now dunya will stop me going back to my Lord. Now woman will stop me from my Lord. Now money will stop me from my Lord. Now drinking will stop me from my Lord. Now riba will stop me from my Lord. Now alcohol will stop me from my Lord. Nothing in this world will stop me to repent to my Lord. Be a man and be strong. Be a man and be strong. A man killed 100 lives and he repented to Allah. And Allah accepted his repentance. Repent to Allah. And don't let anything in this world to stop you from your repentance. Don't let anything in this world to be an obstacle in front of you. You'll challenge and break anything in front of you to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing will stop me from my Lord. Be strong and be firm. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our repentance. And ask Allah azza wa jal to make us from the beloved ones to Him. And ask Allah azza wa jal to keep us in a good environment. Don't forget what that man said to that man that killed 100 lives, that scholar, where he said to that man that killed 100 lives, you are in a bad environment. Go to a good environment. A sign of your repentance being accepted is look at the environment you're in. It's impossible. It's impossible for you to say, I'll repent, but I'll stay hanging out with the people I hang out with. Or stick around with the people I stick. It's impossible. They're going to drag you. They're going to drag you before you drag them to the deen. Be in a good environment. And the best environment, ikhwani, is the environment, the house of Allah. This is the greatest environment. This is the best environment. The environment of the Prophet Muhammad and his companions. The environment of the house of Allah. Stick yourself in it. Be from those ones who Allah sharas under his sharrow, when there's no sharrow except his sharrow. And one of them is a man's heart attached to the mosque. Be from those attached ones to the mosque. Get your heart attached to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ja'alna min alladhin yastami'una al-qawl fayattabi'una ahsana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina wa habibina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك يا ربنا قريب مجيب للدعوات انصر الإسلام والمسلمين دمر الكفرة والملحدين اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه لكل خير ومن أراد بهم غير ذلك فخذه أخذ عزيز مقتدر اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك 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 نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك اللهم بحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك وتوب إليك صلى الله عليه وسلم said any gathering they ended off with saying سبحانك اللهم بحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك Allah will send the angels down to call upon you and say قوموا مغفورين لكم فقد بطلت سيئاتكم حسنات get up Allah had forgave your sins and turned your sins to hasanat. Congratulations for every single one of you in this gathering. And may Allah reward you all.